Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the name of Allah. Now is Al-Jameel. So Al. I guess this one. Al-Jameel. Okay, right. Can you erase it and write it better than this?
Yeah.
Al-Jameel. Okay, Al-Jameel is the one, the most beautiful. Al-Jameel means the most beautiful. And you might want to figure out what do we mean by Allah is the most beautiful. We mean that by Allah is the most beautiful, we mean that we mean that Allah loves the beauty and Allah creates the beauty. A guy came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu. You know, a guy came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is dressed in, like, he was underdressed. He wasn't dressed well. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you have wealth? Do you have money? Okay? Do you have money to buy clothes? He says, yes, I have lots of money. So then he said, Allah is Jameel and he loves Jamal. Allah is Jameel. And he loves Jamal. Jamal is beauty. So Allah is beautiful and he loves beauty. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in other hadith says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it says that no one with an atom weight of arrogance will go to Jannah. No one with an atom weight of arrogance will go to Jannah. Arrogance is really a bad thing. It's like thinking highly of yourself, that you're above everybody, or things like that. So the Prophet said, even an atom weight of arrogance inside the heart would not get you to Jannah. Okay? So you are not going to get to Jannah, okay? Because of this one atom of arrogance. So it has to be cleared first. Okay? Either cleared in this life, or cleared in the grave, or cleared in the Day of Judgment. But you have to clear. This has to be cleared before you go to Jannah. Okay? So now, a person heard that and he said, O Prophet Muhammad, I love to have good shoes. I love to have good dress. I love to have good looking dress and perfumes and things like that. Misk, which is perfume and things like that. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, that's not arrogance. That's not arrogance. So he thought arrogance is to wear like decent clothes, beautiful clothes, good clothes. So the Prophet said, no, that's not arrogance. That is, arrogance is to reject the truth and to look down at people. Look down at people and reject the truth. Yes?
What does he mean by clearing your
body? Oh, clearing means punishment. It has to be clear. So it's either in the grave, punished, or in the Day of Judgment, punished. Yes. Thank you. Okay? All right. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has names that are not given to us. where the names of Allah, are limited to 99? No. The 99 ones are the primary names relevant to our existence. But there are more names. How many names overall Allah has? Infinite number of names. That's right. But the selected 99 were the primary names that are relevant to our existence. You got this part? Okay. Now, what is the meaning of Allah al-Jameel? What's the meaning of Allah al-Jameel? The first meaning is that Allah is beauty. He is beauty in itself, in himself, and he is perfect in himself. This is proven that the best joy the believers get in the Day of Judgment is to look at Allah's face. That is the best. What is the best reward? That Jannah itself. The reward that is better than Jannah, what could be better than Jannah? Better than Jannah is to look at the face of who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qiyamah, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ, that on the Day of Judgment, and the Day of Judgment, there will be shining faces looking at the Lord. So they see the Lord and they have shining faces because they are looking at their Lord. Now, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was raised by Allah during that trip, you know, Isra wal Mi'raj. Isra is the night journey. Mi'raj is, ascending journey. You're ascending. So, what was that? The night journey was Isra was from where to where? Mecca to Jerusalem. That is a night journey. Night journey in Arabic means Isra. Okay? And then the heavenly journey was from Masjid al-Aqsa to where? Heavens. That's why we say Masjid al-Aqsa is a holy place for Muslims. Third holy place. Okay? That's the Masjid al-Aqsa. So, heavenly, earthly trip. Okay? And then heavenly trip to go out and meet Allah. So Ibn Mas'ud asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have been, Allah said in the Quran, ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّ, that you have been so close to Allah, so very, very close to Allah. You got to very close to Allah that you should be able to see Him. You should be able to see Him. Did you see Him? So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, how can I see Him? Everywhere I look, there's light. Everywhere I look, there's light. And Allah's wearing hijab. Okay? And this hijab is full of light. Okay? So if Allah will lift the hijab, all His creation will what? Burn. So, how could I see Him? And I can see light everywhere. Okay. And this is why people say, when they pray, he says, you need a prayer, you say, Ya Allah, I ask you for the sweetness of seeing the face of Allah, of seeing your face. Ya Allah, I ask you for the sweetness of seeing your face. So, that's the best dua, because nothing better than Jannah except even in Firdaus al-A'la, the highest, super-duper position, highest position in Jannah. Okay? This position, is less joy than the face of Allah, looking at the face of Allah. Though by far, looking at the face of Allah exceeds any other pleasure, including the highest place in Jannah. Okay. So, the second meaning is that Allah's attributes, actions, and names are Jameel. Are Jameel.
Wa alaykum salam. Sorry to disturb. I'm just passing out the participation prizes for the Quran competition.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if anyone in this room was a part of the elimination round. Not if you won, because the winners already got their prizes. But if anyone participated in the elimination round.
Himika, did you participate?
Himika, yes. Anyone else?
Maria,
but she's absent. Okay,
so could you let
them know when
they
hear next week to come over to the office and give them the prize? Anybody else?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Waalaikumsalam. So, Allah's actions, attributes, and characteristics are jameel, are beautiful. So, Allah creates beauty, okay? And His actions are beautiful, His attributes is beautiful. That's why we were just memorizing. فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. We're just memorizing what? فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. To Him belongs the beautiful names. The beautiful names. So we're learning 99 beautiful names of Allah. That's why they are not called the names of Allah only. They are called the beautiful names of Allah. So, أسماء الله الحسنى. أسماء الله what? الحسنى. That's what we're learning. Learning أسماء الله الحسنى. Allah's names of beauty. The beautiful names of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the third meaning, Allah deals with us in a beautiful manner. Allah deals with us in a beautiful manner. Tell me. Isn't it beautiful that Allah forgives? Yeah. Isn't it beautiful that Allah erases the sins? Isn't it beautiful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tolerating our sins and accepting our little deeds? We do little deeds here and there for the sake of Allah. Little one here, little one there. Allah is beautiful. Dealing with us is a beautiful dealing. You know the difference between al-afu and al-ghafur? Al-Afaw means the one who erases the sin. Al-Ghafoor is the one who forgives the sins. The one who forgives the sins and the one who erases the sins. So, forgiveness means the sin is there. You can see it. Others can see it. Witnesses can see it. Okay? And then in the Day of Judgment, Allah declares, you can see it and you're scared of it, but Allah forgives it. Okay? Allah will forgive it. All right. On the other hand, afaw means completely erase the sin. You know what completely erase the sin means? You forget about it. The angels will forget about it. The witnesses will forget about it. It would be just like never ever happened. This is the best. See, look how beautiful is the treatment of Allah. Allah is treating us in a very beautiful manner. You know what an erasing thing, erasing a sin, it's like never happened. And this is why when it was the last 10 days of Ramadan, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, Aisha, asked him, what is the best dua? He said, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. You Allah, that you are afuw, eraser of the sins. And you love to erase sins. So please erase my sin. Yes, like never ever happened. That's a dua in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Also, another way of dealing with us in a beautiful manner is that the way Allah is tolerating our mistakes right now. Allah says in the Quran that if I will pay you back, if I pay you back your sins right away, there will be no single love living creature on earth. Okay? So Allah, if Allah will just right away punish us, so you do something wrong, get a punishment right away. Punishment, punishment. If Allah will do that, then nobody will be alive on the face of the earth. Everybody will be destroyed by Allah because of the sins. But because He's dealing with us with a beautiful manner, He is not rushing into the punishment. And He's not actually, sometimes, many times, He just forgives the punishment, forgives the error, or forgives the mistake or forgives the sin, and just remove the punishment altogether. Okay. The fourth meaning of the name Al-Jameel is the one who creates beauty. You guys go to Yosemite, right? Who went to Yosemite here? You went? You went? You went? Yeah, Yosemite. How beautiful. Did you go to the mist hike? Where are you hiking right next to the waterfall?
Yeah,
it's called the Mist Hike. See how awesome and gorgeous and beautiful the nature over there. It's unbelievably beautiful. You get this waterfall and all these, wow. And you hike right next to it, so you get to right live and appreciate and feel and taste the beauty. Beautiful. What is, do you remember any other beautiful scenery that you have seen? Yes. Niagara Falls. Wow. Huh?
Switzerland, mountains and rivers.
Switzerland, mountains and rivers. Awesome. Did you look at? Do you remember anything that really struck your heart, impressed you as a beauty?
Well, I live up in the hills in Hayward, so you can see like the entire bay.
Wow. See, look at that, okay?
Yesterday, like, somewhere we traveled, like, this like, wooden place, and, like, we saw those cows and, like, the barns and everything.
So beautiful. So the creation of Allah is so beautiful. So Allah is Al-Jameel, and he Jameel means most beautiful. And he creates the what? Jamal. He creates the beauty. Oh, my God. I love nature. If you drive the one north, the one highway north, and then you pass Monterey, okay, and then you start, oh my God, the beaches over there are just awesome. Awesome. Unbelievably awesome. Beautiful. So this beauty is created by the most beautiful. This beauty created the most beautiful. Look at us. Look at us. Allah created us in the most beautiful shape. The shape of everybody is the most beautiful shape. Like, look, arms, hands, head, you know, body, legs. And inside us, we have things that are supporting us, supporting our shape. You know, Allah is the shape designer. Look at all of these. Just look at all of these shapes. The whale shape, the fish shape and colors, the elephant, look at the elephant shape, look at the frog shape, look at all these shapes. Can you come, you know, unbelievable number of shapes, of like shapes, and you know, almost infinite, even on the microscopic level, the shape of the fly, the shape of the mosquito, the shape of insects. Who designed that shape, these shapes? Allah. He, Allah, gave us in the most beautiful manner. Even in like science fiction movies, how do they portray the alien? They portray the alien as a human, but, you know, one eye, okay? Or like four, five eyes, or arms getting out, coming out of the heads, arms and legs coming out of the head. But overall, they all do the same shape. So it's the shape of a human, but distorted, right? Have you seen any like aliens in the movie that is different than those? So even the movie makers in the science fiction, okay, movies, they do select a human, a pre-made design by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they distort it just so that it looks weird. But at the end, it looks like a human. Hands, head, you know, legs, all these things. It's all the design of Allah. Now, these are reminders. These are reminders. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the beauty of my creation will attract the eyes of believers. So what do you say when you see something beautiful like Niagara Falls, for example? Subhanallah. You say what? Subhanallah. Subhanallah means wow. Wow. Ya Allah. Wow. That's subhanallah. It also means that, huh? Allah is better than whatever low image description. So if somebody tells you Allah eats, you say? Allah takes a nap, you say? Allah's too busy and he doesn't know about us and he doesn't care about us. What do you say? Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. If you see something beautiful, what do you say? Subhanallah. So this is the meaning of subhanallah. It's either wow or Allah is better than that. What? Oh, masha'Allah means... Sha'Allah means Allah wills. So masha'Allah means it is something that Allah willed for this thing to exist. So you can also say masha'Allah and instead of subhanallah. You say masha'Allah. MashaAllah also means that. Means wow. It means when Allah wills, and it means wow as well. Okay. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to wear our best clothes when we're going to masjid. So Allah wants us to be jameel. When we go to the masjid, Allah wants us to be jameel. Allah wants us to wear jameel clothes. So Allah wants us to be jameel, jameel, when we go to a masjid. To be well-dressed and jameel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that the teachings of Prophet Muhammad says that when you wear beautiful dress, when you wear, don't be zealous, don't be flashy, and don't be underdressed. Not overdressed or underdressed. Be jameel dressed, beautiful dress, which is in the middle. There are certain clothes that we can't wear, or like there are certain fashions. Can you wear to look like a priest? Why? Because this clothes is designated to specific kind of people. Can you wear to look like a nun? No. Can you, Zainab?